everyone. Welcome to Friday Night Live with your hosts, Ben, Rob, and Seth. We're investigative researchers who look into topics the mainstream media can't or won't report on, like when Alex Jones is going to eat his neighbors. And then we share what we find with all of you. Plus, we do a lot of joking around in the process. Speaking of Alex Jones, did you see that he has to pay millions after a lawsuit for defamation? It had us wondering, does that really mean that everything he's ever said is untrue, as the mainstream media is implying here? Then how come claims of elite child trafficking and pedophilia have been proven not to be conspiracy theories, as Jeffrey Epstein's crimes revealed? We have a hilarious clip from Alex Jones' trial to show you guys tonight that's going to spark some really good discussions.
So we're also going to ask tonight, why is it that it's not just me, but it's the IRS that's stockpiling ammo and cashing out in the lottery? And what are the implications of Carrie Lake winning the primary, which is awesome, for Arizona governor? So then over on Rise.tv, we're going to have exclusive segments like the Dig Deep Q&A, which is one of my favorites, where you can ask us your questions directly, even if they're really kind of weird questions about Ben's habits. It's okay. All right. But also we're gonna be getting into weirder news, and then the strangest, you know, with all the strangest, funniest, and out of this world headlines that are gonna have you laughing at the end of a pretty long week, maybe the end of a long month and a long year.
Yeah, definitely. Like crazy weird things falling out of the sky, which we'll get into in our weirder news. But if you like what we do and want to support our work, please consider subscribing to Rise.tv. For just $9.99 a month, we give you our Edge of Wonder series, Man in America shows, movies, comedy, shows from other content creators, and a fantastic Rise TV community that really keeps us laughing in our live chats, which we're there right now. We always have the first part of our Friday Night Lives up on Rumble for free, but your support on our Rise.tv platform means we can continue to do our deep research and share what we find. So we're so thankful for all of our subscribers and your support. We can't wait to see you with us on Rise.tv. But for now, let's get started with the topics that have us chosen for more. Alex Jones, Carrie Lake, trafficking, and of course the IRS, and a bunch of other really cool stuff that we're going to get into, such as the highlights of the week. We're going to start with that first. So
well, hello. All right, gentlemen.
Hello,
how's it going, guys?
Good. Are you all?
Good. Yeah, somehow, even though the whole world's kind of gone crazy, I feel pretty sane.
Yeah, you know, I kind of envy the people when you ever run into someone and you bring up like the news and they're like, I never watch the news. And you're like, yeah, you're probably better off. Kind of envy them, you know?
Yeah, I was actually talking to someone recently about that, and he does not watch the news at all. He's actually in school, so he doesn't really and he's kind of away at like more of a private boarding school, and so there's not really a discussion about, he's not really focused on what's happening, and he's kind of like, well, Seth, it's your job to be studying all the insane things that are happening in the world. He's like, you can't really escape from that, can you? I'm like, yeah, that's why I'm a prepper.
Yeah, that's true. Well, guys, man, so much going on with this Alex Jones stuff. I mean, I heard originally it was like $4 million that he had to pay, but just recently this went up an extreme amount, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's up to $50 million actually of what he has to pay. So, but before we get into that, did you guys want to do any like personal highlights of the week? Did you want to focus on that?
Yeah, that's a good place to start.
Okay, because then we can jump right into Alex Jones, and there's so much to talk about with that, and the IRS, which is just mind-blowing when you really get into it. Seth, you want to start?
I was going to recommend Rob to start, actually.
All right, Rob. Yeah,
I was gonna recommend Seth's beard to start. Seth's beard has to have something that he can share with all of us.
You got, Rob, you do have something special that Seth hasn't seen, so I am kind of like curious on Seth's reaction. But
wait, what's that?
The video right?
Which video? We've got a few of those.
The music video,
the,
I think.
The music video.
Oh, the Hunter Biden video. So
he hasn't we play seen
this.
It yet.
We play this every couple of episodes for ourselves, just because it's so hilarious. But we're going to share with you a video that we love. That's kind of our theme song these days. And then we're going to share a video from the content creator himself about what he thinks was going on with the Hunter Biden stuff. So, Seth, listen to this.
Hunter Biden made his own crack. Hunter Biden made his own crack. Hunter Biden made his own crack. Not many people know how to do that. Hunter Biden made his own crack. And I don't know how he did it, but he did it and he did it.
Because you add so much to this thing.
This is like a good little reminder, you know, you can just like send that to people and be like, listen to this, you know. Well, our homie Toxic Whiteness, that's his name, who wrote that song. Actually, I asked him to create a little video for us about what he thinks about what's going on with Hunter Biden and the big guy. And he had this to say. Lindsay's going to pull it up for us right now. You got that, Lindsay? There it is.
Sup, Robin, Ben. Love you guys. I just want to say real quick about the Hunter Biden situation. It's actually great news. Because back in the day, you think of the mafia or like old school criminal organizations, if they had someone putting them in a compromising situation like that, like the way Hunter Biden is doing, just embarrassing them, they would whack them. They would whack them and they would no longer see the light of day. So the fact that that's not happening to me is just proof that there's a major collapse internally with the cabal. And we can celebrate. It's a reason to celebrate. And it's a clown show. It's odd to watch, but it's just good news. That's the only way I can look at it. Love you guys.
So his handle is Toxic Whiteness on TikTok, and he does jingles of all kinds of different stuff, and they're all hilarious, but that's got to be my favorite one. And it's probably the first one I listened to on there, and I laughed so hard the first time I found it.
Yeah, it was funny. It really was. So
well, anyway, that's my update.
Give us your is that your update, or is it you have a highlight of the week? Like what
my
what
highlight
really
of the week
impacted you?
Actually, you know, really the I think the biggest highlight of the week, I think, is that, you know, it's twofold. The fact that Carrie Lake was able to do what she did in Arizona, I think, is like really fun. It's great. It's awesome, because it kind of just shows that even when they're trying really hard to steal an election, you can still sneak one by. So, you know, I know there's still a road ahead, but she's a badass, and I wish her the best. I hope she gets in. She's definitely not a rhino. You know, I hear like there's a bunch of people, even at CPAC, that are just rhinos, like these people who call themselves Republicans. And, you know, honestly, I don't even like using the word Republican. Either you're a real patriot or you're not. And mm-hmm. there's a lot of Republicans that are just not real patriots. They're subservient to whatever the cabal is kind of pushing. So it's just good that she got in. Let's put it that way.
Mr. Chastain, how about you, man?
You know, so like one of the things that we haven't really talked about was the Brittany Griner thing. That's her last name, right? Griner, not Greener. I think it's Griner. You know, who's like in Russia, got arrested for having CBD oil with THC in it, or like whatever it was that she was vaping or whatever it was, you know. And it was really interesting because, you know, so everyone kind of knows she's writing a letter to Biden, like saying, I voted for you, like, please get me out of here. And I was just kind of like, you know, curious about this. And I found it. There was an open letter from these 70-year-old veterans called the Bunker Boys, who were from the Vietnam War. I'm not going to read this whole entire thing, but basically, in a nutshell, they're kind of saying, like, you know, what they had to go through, and they were, you know, basically getting paid $3 a day, working 24 hours, you know, getting shot at, you know, doing whatever they can to stay alive and fighting for their country. And it just really gets into like why they decided to go, and they were drafted. They're like, the only thing we have in common is that you were drafted, we were drafted, although we didn't want to be drafted. We had no choice in the matter. And then when we get back from Vietnam, and it's like the whole country has changed, and we're spit on, and like things are being thrown at us and all kinds of stuff. Yet it's like, you know, and then this poem was written by an attorney, and now this poem is like a very famous poem. And, you know, they're just kind of saying like, you kind of chose this path, and, you know, it's like somewhere around like $5 million, like she was, you know, being so. The story is that she said she went to Russia to continue playing because she wasn't making enough in the U.S. in the off season or whatever. And that's why she was in Russia. The U.S. actually warned her during the when everything Russia started invading Ukraine. They're like, hey, you should come back over here. She still didn't want to come back over here. But what's fascinating is there's other Americans locked up right now in Russia for nearly the same thing. There is a guy named Paul Whelan, and he's a U.S. embassy employee in Russia, and he was also caught with marijuana. And he had a whole medical card saying like this was medical marijuana that he got in the U.S., and he didn't realize that it wouldn't work in Russia, and they just immediately detained him. And he just kind of got forgotten about. Like, most people don't even know about it. You know, this article that's from CNN is from last April. This happened to him last October. So he's already been in jail in Russia for nearly a year. There's an American school teacher that was in Russia that had this boyfriend, and he got drunk and like beat the crap out of her, and she defended herself, and she got thrown in prison. And yeah. And like, I had no idea this was going on. Right. So I was like, everyone's freaking out about her playing basketball and all this stuff. It's just like, dude, there's actually a lot of Americans right now in prison. Now the U.S. is now trying to do like a prison exchange with the two of them, with the guy and Brittany. But so far, this other girl named Sarah,
is it Brittany or Bobby? Cause I've seen some pictures of whoever that is with her shirt off, and she looks like a dude.
No, her wife is a girl, and I think that's her wife's name.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Cause I don't know. I've seen a lot of stuff going around. It's like, is Brittany even a woman, or is she
I could be wrong, but I know she's married to a woman, and I thought her wife's name.
They get, you know, traded around. And,
I mean, hey, I'm confused just listening to this conversation.
Anyway, I mean, this is why it's so crazy. Yeah, but anyway, make a long story short, you know, it just shows that it's like, you know, I hate to say this is kind of like this karmic thing, but it's like, you know, she went over there to defy. Well, a lot of people think she went over there to defy the U.S. stuff. And then it's like, this shows, like, you go to a communist country, they're not going to treat you fairly, you know? And then it's like,
yeah, why are you pushing for that here?
We actually have it really good over here. And, you know, it's just like all this complaining is just a bunch of Karens in a lot of ways, you know, except for like, you know, what's going on and obviously in politics today. You know, but I'm kind of referring to the people that are just don't really fully understand what's happening, and like her, and it's just like, oh, I'm going to leave because it's not right over here. But it's like, dude, you go to any other country and.
Well, yeah. And there was that, I don't even remember her name. There was that Olympic athlete or something that decided to give up her American citizenship to play to play for China or.
Yeah.
And then she ended up like.
Yeah, not she was Chinese, granted, Chinese. But yeah, she gave up her American. And then she, oh my God, yeah, she got like, she came in like last place.
This is where, I mean, but also it was like, it was bad. Like there were,
it was like, bad. Yeah. Like something happened to her, actually. Yeah. I can't remember.
I think
what
so
it was,
too. And I think people go to these countries and they don't actually understand history. Like how uneducated Americans are about world history, not just Americans. And it's not even their fault because we're being lied to, right, about history. But for those who don't push to look into what's really going on, what really happened, you get yourself into a lot of trouble. Like, you big do. Trouble. Like, it impacts your entire life, your family's life, all kinds of stuff. Like, know who the enemy is.
And like this American school teacher named Sarah, I mean, oh my God, her story is so sad. And it's just like, she was completely like, she's already been in jail for a year, 2 years or something, you know? And actually she, Brittany and the Sarah girl, I guess, are in the same prison center and they met each other. And this, like, it was like, I guess the Sarah girl was like crying because she saw her. She was just so happy to see somebody that, you know, is American, I guess. But it's just like, man, you know, like, it's like all these things about women's rights and all this stuff. It's just like, it doesn't exist in other countries. Like, you have no idea. Like, really, you go to another country and it's like,
this just shows the reach of the communist specter here, because it is the revolutions that they want to keep going. In China, they have a forced revolution about every 10 years. To keep everything going, to keep the masses fearful. And over here, look what they're doing. They're forcing revolutions as well to push the socialist agenda. But what are you rebelling against? Like, you actually have freedom. Like, what is wrong with you? You want more freedom? It's getting crazy. Y'all are, your heads are a bag of cats. No one understands what you're thinking.
Oh man, it really is. Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to go on this. It was just something that you know, I just came across this week, and I didn't think we would really get to it in the live show. So I was like, yeah, this is kind of fascinating. But Seth, why don't you go?
So earlier this week, I interviewed Jeff Nyquist, and I would say that I think it was the most powerful interview I've ever done. And not because of necessarily the newsworthiness or the information presented, but towards the second half of the interview, as we got talking, we got into a really serious topic about morality and what's happening in the world. And you know, Jeff is someone that, you know, like you're talking, Rob, you hit the nail on the head. It's people that don't understand history and they don't understand what is really happening in the world that can draw these conclusions that are really based in fallacy, and they can end up living in a very fake world until it really slaps them on the head. It's like what Yuri Bezmenov says, they won't see the truth until there's a boot on their back, right? You know, the communist boot is on their back. Then they realize what the truth was. Yeah. And so,
and by that time, it's too late.
Exactly. So Jeff is someone that has studied totalitarian regimes and communism for, you know, 40 some years, and he knows this stuff inside and out. And I know that the three of us also have spent a lot of our adult lives studying and fighting back against communism. And it was just, it was an incredible conversation, because as we got to the end of it and really discussing about where we're at in history and the importance of making decisions based upon the eternity of our souls and letting that drive our decisions. And we're talking about people quitting the Communist Party, people being tortured for their spiritual beliefs in China. But it was a much bigger conversation that, and I felt like, you know, I've done a lot of interviews. I know you guys have as well. You spend a lot of time in front of a camera interviewing, but I felt like that, you know, for this segment of maybe 30 minutes of that show, that everything else just disappeared. And it was almost as I was sitting, like, we were just two wise souls sitting together, exploring these very deep and profound topics of human life and the eternity of our souls and where we're at in history. And it really impacted me. And it really moved me. It really moved me, actually. And it really helped to remind me why I'm doing what I'm doing. And because it's, you know, look, it's easy for us to get in the habit of things. It's like, okay, you know, you have your show schedule and what are you covering today? And okay, FNL time, let's get in the mindset for FNL. But it took me like taking a step back and looking at my life, you know, from just this higher perspective and just looking, it's like, you know what, Seth, like you need to keep pushing forward as hard as you can on this mission that you feel is your soul's mission. And it was just this big reminder to me, and something about that conversation just reinvigorated it. And it made me, it lifted a lot of the, you know, fear and worry that can come from spending the time that we spend looking at the depravity of the world, which is kind of like our job, right? To understand like what's happening in the world, but not looking at the bread and circuses, but looking at the reality of it. And, you know, there's some dark stuff out there, but it lifted that burden because it filled me with this hope and inspiration and drive. It's like, you know what? Like, I'm going to be like in every way possible. Like, I'm going to fight the evil in every way possible and be a light of just hope and truth and inspiration for anybody I can impact. And it was just, it was a very, very powerful experience.
That's great.
That is really good.
Very cool.
Yeah. I've had that experience before, like in interviews, you know, you almost forget that you're just doing an interview and you're just like kind of having this conversation because it's just so moving or an inspiring conversation, you know? So
speaking of moving and inspiring conversations, we have a trailer for War on Children coming up. That was a really great series Ben and Rob just did. Maybe you can tell us about it.
Well, we're going to play a trailer. So that trailer will explain it.
Well, then, you ready to play that?
Yeah.
Good segue.
There's a war on children. And its weapon is right in your own home.
In this critical series from Edge of Wonder, we expose the astonishing truth about how children are being programmed and groomed with hidden sexual content and subliminal messages.
Did you know that today's children's programming is full of sex and sexual themes?
From erotic animation in Disney classics to behavior manipulation in modern Pixar, from Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network's questionable themes to media, movies, and more. This is a bigger pattern of hidden nudity, sexual innuendos in cartoons, and normalization of pedophilia that can't be ignored.
After this video, you'll see why it's a spiritual battle for our children's morality and why we think parents should have all the facts to make the ultimate choices for their own kids.
This is War on Children.
So you guys, that's on Rise TV, and we have two more. Never mind. I'm thinking of the other two that we just filmed, but that was about food that we just filmed. Sorry, I'm getting confused. But Rob and I have a lot more information, though, that we're going to do another live show coming up soon that's connected to the War on Children. So,
yes, and the War on Children is expansive and relentless right now. So there's a lot of content. Ending. Yeah, we have to keep up with that. It's terrible. I mean, and you talk about communism here. People don't understand this, but every single thing that conservatives, that patriots, that people that love freedom hate stems from this beast that is like in our society pervading everything right now, and they manifest differently in the East and in the West. In the East, it's very direct. In the West, it's manifesting as all of these like wonky agendas that just are coming out of nowhere, and you the globalists smiling behind them. They are doing the same thing. You know, it's like, are we fighting the communists or are we fighting the Nazis? Because they're like, these are the people that are running like the WEF, you know, it's the craziest thing. And then they have the nerve to call the conservatives fascists for being like patriots and for being nationalists. It's like, and it's because of history. It's because that they're wielding this stick to beat people with, that people that are educated, that should know better, are not looking into this stuff. And then they have the gall to say that we don't know what we're talking about. It baffles me.
Yeah, it's crazy because so I did an episode, a live show on cannibalism this past Thursday. And like so many other things that are happening in this world, like so during the show, I actually showed some videos from the Nine Commentary series, which exposes the true history of the CCP. And like so many things that are happening in this world, you look at the modern day version of it, whether it's the subversion, the attack on children, cannibalism, the promotion of cannibalism, so much of this you can find it's just communism repackaged, right? So even the push for cannibalism, it's like it, yeah. Like they like literally during the Cultural Revolution and during the Great Famine, in the state-run cafeterias in China, right? So like the government cafeterias, they literally served human flesh as one of the meals. And it's just like, yeah, you can I know that you guys have covered
our communism series. Just we had a whole portion of it around cannibalism.
But you can just see that it's all about crazy. Dehumanization. It's about dehumanizing us. And there was this famous song during Maoist China they used to sing, and the lyrics talked about how one of their goals was to turn ghosts into humans, like to basically turn us into beasts.
You mean humans into ghosts?
Into ghosts.
No, I forget the actual saying. I'll try to find it. I'll try to look it up actually. But it was something about how
I knew Mao was talking to
ghosts, but it was basically about like turning monsters into humans. Like it was this really inverted way of basically saying that like they're turning us into monsters, but how they phrased it was interesting.
Yeah,
was
that's crazy. The typical like way that the communists will word things to bring it that step further that that like it's hard for Westerners who are not in communist nations to understand. You know, it's like this most extreme way to destroy human beings and like our souls. And they've been going after it very directly. I mean, Marx was the start. I mean, what Mao did by moving all of that stuff forward, and then Marx started it, but that Maoist communism was the most evil thing I've ever seen. Nothing like that. I mean, and it's so many people over there, you know. Gosh. Well, anyway, speaking about, being in conversations where you really feel like you're having a soul connection, let's talk about Alex Jones for a little bit.
Well, I mean, in reality, it does kind of go along with what we're talking about, because he did kind of expose the a lot of the pedophilia stuff, that's the trafficking that's going on specifically with children. And that was pretty amazing.
He's one of the OGs, you have to admit. I mean...
So, it is crazy, though, because originally everyone has been reporting that he was paying $4.1 million or something to the Sandy Hook victims, the families, and now it's $45 million altogether, and it's on top of the $4 million. So, dude, this is just crazy. $50 million? Like,
so quickly, I did find that quote really quick about communism. I'll get before we move on to Alex Jones. Yeah. So it says here, this is out of the Nine Commentary. It says, a song written by the CCP in praise of itself says, quote, the old society turned humans into ghosts. Mm-hmm. The new society turned ghosts into humans. And it really means is that like old society, like, people would live and they would die and they would enter into the next life. But like the communist society is about it's about reversing that and bringing the ghosts into human form, basically to create soulless creatures.
Yeah.
Which is basically what the top level cadres in the CCP have been for many years.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what they are. They don't look human at all. Yeah.
Well, speaking about
good segue into like Jeffrey Epstein, perhaps.
That's what I was going to say. Speaking of like ghosts and stuff, let's talk about the Clintons now. Sorry, I just
so many photos of Hillary Clinton that just flashed into my mind.
Anyway, let's play this. Let's have a comic relief here and play this.
This is fabulous.
This is like the best. This wins the internet for the month.
You want the one of him in court?
Yeah, with the Joe Rogan.
Oh, this is so good.
The whole thing. Yeah, just play that video. This is so great.
One of the things you've been talking about on your show is your allegation that government officials are aiding in pedophilia, child trafficking, and the grooming of children, right?
Well, you mean like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons?
Whoever edited this thing, man.
Right here. Oh my goodness. Tomorrow's goodness is ridiculous. Oh my goodness.
One of the things.
I think that was not the B. Or they at least put not, like, not the B at least put that out, or they had an article around it. So
that I wonder if they did then put it out. But it's edited so perfectly. Like they even like zoom in on the camera real quick and then it shows their reaction.
And just like using Rogan because of their history. Like, so it's just so brilliant. So good. And I mean, honestly, like, how stupid are you for even asking that question when we have like the example of Jeffrey Epstein that no one is talking about? And I feel like you can see by their reactions, like, okay, it could have been unfairly edited, but that judge just looks like she has it out for him. I mean,
oh, I know. Well, this whole trial has just been okay. Aside from the fact that whatever happened at Sandy Hook is kind of a side issue, I mean, the reality is like this whole thing has not been a fair trial. You know, I mean, like his lawyer accidentally just sent his like entire phone text messages to the prosecution team. It's like, I don't even understand how that even happens. Like, you guys heard about that, right?
Oh yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like, how in the world?
What actually happened with that? Because first I heard that it was an accident, and then I heard that he actually allowed that because he was ordered to do it and he just needed to do it.
Oh, like, okay. I mean, from what I read, it was like an accident. Like an accident.
No, I think that's the thing. That's why I'm asking, like, what actually happened? Because at first I heard it was an accident, but then I heard that it was the mainstream media using that and like creating these headlines to make it seem like it was an accident. But then in court, Alex Jones actually said, when he was asked, because somebody said, hey, I have all of your text messages, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, I gave them to my lawyer to give to you. You guys needed them. So it's like they were making like...
I'm trying to see...
You know, this is sensational stuff out of something that actually was a part of the
media. Okay, so Business Insider saying it was a cell phone leak, intimate images with Roger Stone, said a lawyer. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot wants the phones. So yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's still unclear whether he turned it over himself. Or if, because originally the reports were saying that his lawyer, like did it on accident, but maybe you're right, Rob. Even the media is not super clear on it. Why am I big?
Because you're talking, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I'm just kind of, yeah, I'll see if I can find any. It's Lindsay. Maybe you can see if there's any update with that.
No. Okay. So look, hey, this is a perspective that I think we need to just talk about really quick. Just a couple of weeks ago, we had, what's his name? Getting burned in the media. Steve Bannon. So Steve Bannon, got super burned. Like, he may have to go to prison. Right. And now Alex Jones and all this stuff going on with Alex Jones, like, does it feel to you guys like they're trying to make examples out of hosts that are very influential and influencing a lot of people, but who are telling the truth about what's really happening?
This has been my biggest concern, actually, because you know that the Facebook ban, or I'm sorry, not Facebook, YouTube ban started with Alex Jones. Yeah, he was the first one that was banned, and then that created a ripple effect with everybody else. And I you know, when we were on YouTube, I keep saying Facebook. I'm sorry, I meant YouTube. When we were on YouTube, when this happened, you know, we were kind of like Rob, I remember you and I were kind of talking about it, like, okay, you know, this could be bad. This could affect us and a lot of other channels and everything else. And, you know, that's when we were like, okay, we need to get our own platform up and running and everything. But yeah, so first it was YouTube, then it was Facebook, and then it was Twitter. Actually, I think Facebook and Twitter did it the same. They did it the same day. And Apple.
Yeah, I remember
Apple,
that.
Twitter,
I remember
and that. Facebook all in the same day. And it was like, how did they just do it all in the same day, right? I mean, obviously, they were communicating with each other. And it just seemed to be a more of a massive plan behind this, which brought up a lot of other questions about Alex Jones and everything else. Seth, what do you think?
I like listening to you guys talk tonight. No, because you guys have really dug into this and I haven't really been in the headspace as much. I mean, I've been following it a little bit. But yeah, I think that it can be frightening, right? Because between this, between the weaponizing the IRS, which we'll get into, it's, you know, what we're seeing is that, I mean, this is, we're witnessing a government turn tyrannical. Like, that's what we're witnessing here. And it started off with, you know, it's YouTube bans, it's, you know, the FBI going after parents for this. Yeah, and we're all aware of what's happening, but it's just kind of crazy, because if you look back and you see these movies, or you look back at, you know, I've been reading some different books lately, and some of them were talking about, you know, Nazi Germany, and how it's like, at first they said, oh, you know, our leader is not doing that bad of stuff. Right. You know, they're doing some good things, and here and there, it's like, this is where it starts. Right. This is, you know, and I don't believe that it'll get to that place, but they're certainly trying to make an example of him, you know, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I should have put it in the chat for us earlier, but there's a video that went out that gave me so much hope. And Lindsay, I know that, I didn't, you know, prep you this ahead of time, but if you can find it, or maybe I can send it to you, Lindsay. But it's a video of an ATF agent, right, that goes to someone's door for a gun check, right? Basically, it was an illegal check on this guy's, whether this guy had guns that he had purchased or whether he'd purchased for somebody else.
Right.
And so the guy actually called the police on him. Hmm. Anyway, Lindsay, I'll see if I can find it for you. And if we had time to play it. It's honestly, like, it's almost as funny as the video of Alex Jones and Joe Rogan. I'm not joking. So
that's
Lindsay,
hilarious.
If you want, I can send it, put it in the chat for you. And if we can pull it up, that'd be great. But if not, I understand.
And to kind of, you know, continue on what you were saying, Seth, it kind of made me realize, like, why, you know, there's such a massive ordeal right now to go after Alex Jones, yet why aren't we going after Epstein's clients?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, this is what I don't understand, you know? It's like, and obviously there's so much evidence of what is happening, and it's just like, this is being, you know, it's, I mean, that's the same thing with the whole Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial too, you know, even though it was like a public thing, but it's just like, what's going on with all of this? And now I heard that Ghislaine Maxwell's her cell, like, where they moved her to, she has like yoga, like a scheduled yoga thing, and like all this other stuff that's going on.
Yeah, why would a hardcore criminal get any of those rights? It makes no sense. Like, what is going on here? Like, think about all of the victims, like kids that have no lives, that grew up getting raped when they were 2 years old. Like, and thinking that was normal life. And this person is living like that. Who's paying for that? Who's funding? Like, but
us taxpayers?
No. I think there's other things going on. Like, this is,
I know what you mean. I know
the human world is so effed up. Like, it's like, you know, Seth, you and I have talked about this before. It's so bad. Why would we want anything to exist or go back to a way that it was, when it's like, everybody is living a fantasy if we don't understand how terrible the world is right now? Like, think about all of these liberals fighting for like all these wonky things, and like even like vegans fighting for veganism and all of that. And it's like, it's important. Don't get me wrong. So I'm not saying it's not. But then if you start researching like slavery in Africa or like what the United Nations is actually doing in some of these countries or the people that are funding some of this stuff, and you're telling me that the hill you're going to die on is not eating meat, I have a hard time just you and I, you know, like, yeah, okay, I can have a conversation with you about it. It's important or whatever. I get it's important for you, but like, it's just hard. It's hard to live in this world right now. It's hard to live in this world and keep a straight face. Like, and you know, I have a pretty good sense of humor. Actually, you know, Seth, I resonate with some of the things that you were saying earlier about, you know, we have to, it's our job to research this stuff all the time. But I've always found for myself that researching this stuff is fuel. It's fuel to do exactly what you said, which is just disrupt the entire thing and bring it down.
Right.
And because like, this is evil crap. And if I wasn't born to destroy evil, I'm really not sure what I'm doing here right now. That's it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's so true. Yeah.
So Lindsay found that video, and this is actually,
all right, let's see it.
So we're going to play this now. I will warn people that there's a little bit of swearing in here because the video is, it's animated by Salty Cracker. So actually Lindsay, you can play from the beginning because he kind of sets it up, and Salty Cracker is hilarious. I'm not sure if you guys have watched or not, but he's got a pretty foul mouth, but this right here, this shows the power of the Constitution and how at a local level, like your police have more jurisdiction than the FBI or the ATF. But this video is hilarious, but it also gives you a lot of hope.
So is this true or is this like
this is real? It's a real video.
This is a real video. Okay
he's gotta watch,
like, not staged.
No this is real. Trust me, you'll know it's real.
Okay
I'm gonna show you a video that is probably going to make chicks pregnant. So there's a crazy video of the ATF going to a house, and the ATF is like, hey, you know, you bought some guns, we need to see if you still have them because of straw purchase, a complete violation of your Second Amendment, your Fourth Amendment, and just, you know, basic common sense and humanity. Here's where the ATF agents, they go to one dude's house, and the dude goes, oh yeah, I'm gonna go get it. Hold on a sec. Closes the door, calls the cops. He goes, there's somebody out here pretending to be a cop who wants to see my guns. And that's how you get this confrontation right here.
Hey, turn around, let me see your hands. Turn around, let me see your hands. Okay, let me see your hands. I need to see some ID. Get on the ground. Get on the ground now.
What?
Get on the ground. Get on the ground now.
I'm a federal agent.
9171, 10-3.
I'm a federal agent.
Get on the ground so I can find out who you are.
It ain't happening.
This is how you get shot.
I got my ID.
Do not reach for your waist. Keep your hands up.
Dude, why would I have an Olay?
Get your hands up. Get on the ground.
Face down now.
Face down. You are the one making a mistake.
And then he finds, see, I get on the ground. I'm a federal agent. If that got you off, have a cigarette. Get ready for round two because it gets way better.
Wait a second. Do not resist.
I'm not resisting.
You're acting like a moron.
Wait a second. Stop. Wait a second. Wait a second. No, don't do this. Wait a second. I got a medical condition. Get my license out of my pocket.
We're getting you secured first.
Please, wait. Don't go. Hold on. I'm hyperventilating.
I can't breathe.
I'm not.
Stop resisting.
Dude, please get my media needs to show this,
stop,
man.
My wife, please.
My wife's pregnant. Where did that come from?
Sir, please.
Yo, get your taser out. My taser.
Federal
get your taser out.
Friend.
Get your taser out, Joe.
No, don't do that.
Don't take it.
Oh, don't do that. Okay.
Get him, actually, get him. Don't tase me, bro. I'm a federal agent.
Fuck
you, Patriots. That win. Somebody show me Nancy Pelosi's floppy tits. Quick.
Oh my God.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry. I thought we could have fought that.
That's like the last thing I want in my mind. But. So
anyway,
that is like, crazy. That is so nuts. I can't believe that.
Anyway, that's Salty Cracker. He's pretty funny.
Yeah, well, I've watched a few things from him.
Dude,
but
so
the amazing
nuts.
Thing is that as much as like you know, that fits perfectly with the overall narrative that we're talking about, the IRS arming themselves, the ATF, which is a federal, you know, the federal agency that oversees guns and firearms and stuff, like that's the reality. Like, so say the IRS comes to your door and they're armed and whatever, it's like, call the police, call your local sheriff. You know what I mean? Because it's actually your sheriff has jurisdiction. And that's that like there is like the perfect that's example crazy. Of how things work in America is your local police force has jurisdiction. They have more power than these corrupted federal agencies. So I found that to be so encouraging and hilarious.
I want to like, it'd be so great to have like, see, you know, the entirety of that day for those cops, you know, like they wake up, they go get some donuts, they're grabbing some coffee.
They're tasing an agent.
Yeah. They're like, I got to go check this out. Some dummies at someone's house, you know, and the guy's like, what are you doing? I'm a federal, like, get out of that ground.
That was crazy.
So wait. So wow. The federal, fill me in here. So
yeah, yes. I'm trying to.
Federal agent was kind of like, hey, I'm a federal agent. And the guys were like, get your ass down, right? And he's like refusing, which is getting more and more awkward. And then finally they get him down and the federal agent just starts like begging for his life, kind of.
Yeah, he was like, I've got a medical condition. I'm hyperventilating. And he's like, my wife's pregnant.
What are you talking about?
And then they start tasing. oh, man.
That is crazy.
He's like resisting. He's like, that's like number one rule is like, just listen to what the cops say just so that you can have the conversation with them, right? Like, why would a federal agent not know the basics of like dealing with?
Because they're used to having like the, you know, Biden's been giving them power left and right and weaponizing them. So they're used to it. You know, it's like, think about the Gestapo, right? Or the 610 office in China. They were given unlimited power and that's what we're seeing happening. Right. So it goes to their heads. You know, so, a lot of ordinary, regular people, you give them that kind of power and they think they're above the law.
So, Seth, what agency was that guy from?
So it's ATF. So basically, like, they're the ones that make the rules on, you know, whether this type of gun is illegal or not legal. So what I think that what the person what he was going for in this situation was that the guy they suspected that the guy who called the police was doing what's called a straw purchase. A straw purchase is that, let's just say that that Ben, let's pretend you were a felon, which I don't think that you are, but let's just pretend that you were, right?
Yeah.
I know you're not. And so that would mean that maybe you can't buy a gun. So a straw purchase means I'm buying a gun under my name to then give to you, right? So it's illegal. It's actually, I think it's actually a felony to do that. And so the ATF agent was showing up and he was saying, look, you know, we think that there's some issues with some straw purchases because they want to make sure that the guy that made those purchases has the guns at his home. Because if he doesn't, they're going to be worried he was giving away. And if the guy thought, well, you can't come into my house and try to look at my guns. That's illegal. It's against the Second Amendment. So he closed the door. He called the police. He said, there's a guy impersonating being a police officer trying to take my guns. Brilliant. Yeah. Thank you, Casey Dave. It's alcohol, tobacco, and firearms is ATF. They oversee those things. Yeah.
Interesting.
Those things have nothing to do with one another. Like that is that is so weird. Like those three would be coupled into one agency.
And,
like,
I know.
And it just blows my mind that it's like everyone's against, you know, we haven't really dived into the IRS stuff, but it's like, you know, all these people are against guns and, you know, on the left and everything else. But then it's like, oh, wait, you know, why does the IRS need 5 million rounds of ammo? And then the next question is like, what are the guns that where are the guns that the ammo is for? Where is this being stored? Who's in control of this? Like where like this makes no sense to me. So I don't know. And you know, well, like
what I do know is it's time for a trailer.
Okay.
Sounds fabulous.
Lindsay's like, thank you, Seth, for
even though the trailer isn't going to be as good as that last video we just saw, it's going to be pretty good. So check this trailer out.
The mention of Nancy Pelosi just set the whole thing off.
Oh, that was too much.
That caught me. That caught me off guard.
Yeah, me too. I was like, oh man, where did that?
All right, Lindsay, trailer time.
What is human trafficking? How are people trafficked? Why don't we hear about it when it happens? are the same organizations meant to protect us actually the ones orchestrating the billion-dollar human traffic industry? Join us for the newest three-part original series, Trafficked, as we shine the light into every dark corner of this reality. Trafficked Part 1, Money, Power, Rule. How are the Ukrainian oil pipelines, Klaus Schwab's Great Reset, and the so-called New World Order agenda connected? Why did Russia invade Ukraine? Why are megacorporations even interested in Ukraine? What has George Soros been doing in Ukraine since the fall of the Soviet Union in 1991? And why did Hunter Biden get paid $50,000 a month to sit on the board of Burisma Holdings, a Ukrainian energy company? These are just some of the questions you've probably wondered about. Ukraine, gas companies, energy, power. This is just the tip of a very large iceberg. All of this and more on Rise TV's newest series, Deep Insight, with Man in America.
So now that we talked about Nancy Pelosi and all of that stuff, I just had a question. Jeffrey Epstein rented a New York City mansion from the federal government.
I wanted to get into this.
Okay, tell me about this, Ben. What's going on here?
Yeah, so dude, so from 1992 to 1996, he was subletting it, the apartment. And I'm wondering, what makes this even weirder is that the dude from Victoria's Secret, Wes Lexner. Yeah, whatever. Wexner, yes, I should know. Yeah, anyway, he already gave his New York apartment to Jeffrey. So this is really weird because like all this stuff is going on. Jeffrey has multiple homes, and then on top of that, this apartment he was subletting for $15,000 a month, and it was a former Iranian government building that had been taken over to the State Department. No, I'm sorry. And he was paying the State Department $15,000 a month. Then he started subletting it. And then they yelled at him for it. But it's like,
they yelled at him for subletting. How about you don't rent out a federal building to a civilian?
Yeah. But it's like why were they even renting it out to Jeffrey in the first place?
Like, who made that call?
So I have no idea. It just gets weirder and weirder. And then like we talked about with Les Wexner, on one of our shows, when we really dived into, I watched the documentary and everything on one of our live shows, it was like this whole documentary on Hulu just makes it look like that he's such a bad guy, And then after watching it and growing up in Columbus, Ohio, where it's like everything is named pretty much after him and he's just there. I realized that he was like, he's an outsider to a lot of the New York scene, like the New York business scene. Like he's more of a Midwest guy. He goes there and he starts buying up some stuff. And I think he just kind of got on some nerves, and Jeffrey made friends with him really early on in 91. And he was making all these decisions and everyone's like, why is he doing this? Why is he sticking up for Jeffrey? And it's just like, oh, there's so many loopholes that you could exploit about what it looked like. Jeffrey had something on him. And then it's like, at the end of the day.
Yeah, I remember that whole episode.
Why wasn't Jeffrey ever getting in trouble for any of this stuff? And then it's like everything's coming out and we're like sitting here talking about Alex Jones, where it's like, everyone's wondering what the heck is going on with this client list. What's happening to his island? There's so many unanswered questions. How many other kids and children were involved with this? Why did Bill Gates and Clinton, why are they on the flight log like over 20 times? I think Bill Gates is like, 30 times. That's why his wife divorced him. Why are we still listening to Bill Gates telling us what to do with our bodies when It's like him and Epstein seem to be pretty good friends here. So why isn't Bill Gates on trial?
Yeah, I mean, have you seen Bill Gates' body? That guy needs to get to the gym.
I'm sorry for kind of ranting on this.
You know, I heard that they modeled, you know, that pregnant guy emoji.
After
they that. Modeled that yeah. after Bill Gates. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Even Elon tweeted about it.
Actually, I just made that up, but that's pretty funny.
No, Elon tweeted that. He put that emoji and he put Bill Gates that's next to it.
So I literally had no idea. I just made that up entirely.
He tweeted that and then it started this like kind of, that's where Bill Gates started kind of like going, you know, though Bill Gates was already kind of, yeah, it was like, it was so funny. He actually tweeted that out. It was a meme, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, dude, Elon just tweeted this out. Oh, it's hilarious. Anyway.
Well, speaking of child pornography and Jeffrey Epstein, things like that, Visa suspended Pornhub's parent company's advertising arm from payments amidst child pornography lawsuits. So they're getting hammered for some of that stuff right now. And,
which is good.
Yeah. Prince Charles is under fire for reportedly bailing out Andrew over Epstein. What's this, yeah. Ben? Did you?
Yeah, I mean, sorry. Actually, with this one, I don't know exactly what is going on.
Well, there's, I mean, you know, whatever. Anyway, let's get onto the IRS stuff because we haven't gone there yet and we need to get into a bit of that. Yeah. So,
oh, IRS, oh well,
yeah, go ahead.
Well, actually, with the Prince Charles thing, they accepted $1 million from Osama bin Laden, the family of Osama bin Laden. That was the other thing that really, you know, and then obviously, you know, Prince Andrew is the one that's working with really close with Epstein. And anyway, all this stuff. Let's get on the IRS.
Let's get on the IRS. So if you didn't know, something really fishy is going on with the IRS because the IRS has just added 87K more jobs, or they're trying to, they're attempting to. So they're attempting to employ 87,000 more people. Why? We don't know, unless they're planning on stealing a lot of money from civilians. And they're stockpiling ammo. 5 million rounds? Is that what I heard?
5 million rounds. Million rounds. That's what we were crazy. Talking about. $725,000 they're going to be spending on bullets this year alone.
Now, what I know about this is that of the agencies that are out there, very few that deal with finance actually have their own police. I don't know if you boys know this, but the Internal Revenue Service does have its own sort of police, armed police, that have the authority to go into your home. So, you know, this differs from, like, if you ever see a show where it's like the SEC shows up at someone's house and they're like knocking and they want to like take money, or they would never do that. It's usually they'll call the Department of Defense or something like that to get them to go down. It's not a thing that agency does, but the Internal Revenue Service, they do that. So stockpiling ammo because of their police. Yeah. Are they really trying to save money on ammo, or or is this the government agency that they're using to push the socialist agenda?
Yeah.
Discuss amongst yourselves.
Well, Seth, I really want you to answer that because I want to add the part where Joe Biden is, his plan for the IRS is an $80 billion spending plan. That's where the ammo is going to come from, and hiring 87,000 extra workers. They already hired 37,000 over the course of the last couple months. So what do you think of this, Seth?
I just think it's just another example of how they're trying to weaponize the federal government against the people. You know, it's these three letter agencies, IRS, CIA, you know, FBI. It's, you know, it's like, we you know, you guys of all people are very, very aware of the corruption of these agencies, IRS, CIA, FBI, et cetera. But I think this is just the next agency, and I think they're just going to be able to use it to weaponize it against people and find examples of tax fraud or this, or, you know, I don't know, the worrying thing for me is where does this go, right? Like that's where I get concerned. Is not like my concern isn't like, well, they're going to audit a few more million people and they're going to be, you know, maybe they're going to be arresting some people for tax evasion or whatever. My concern is like, what is this laying the groundwork for? Because if you look at, it's like the reality is that we have a government that has become corrupted, right? A lot of free countries fall into the hands of tyranny. Like this is just the cycle of mankind. It's the rise and fall of nations and empires, right? So right now we're in the stage historically of our country is on the verge of slipping into the grips of a totalitarian regime, right? I think that China and the CCP is behind it, the globalists are behind it, et cetera. Now, this is not an easy one because we have the Constitution, we have the Second Amendment, we have the spirit of 1776. We have a lot of patriots in here that, you know, will not stand for this, but you can see that they're laying the groundwork for this. It's like their end goal is a Stalinist Russia. Like that's the end goal. Like they want to strip away all of our freedoms. And so like you can see they're trying everything possible.
Okay. I think after all of the research we've been doing with these globalists and the WEF is I think that this is a hybrid form of communism and socialism. Yeah. They ignited communism in the East. They saw that it didn't entirely work because it's like, it's just too brutal and stuff. And so the path that they've taken is to have us implement communism and socialism ourselves. And then they force us a little bit more every year. And then the United Nations is helping. So the United Nations is their sort of, main federal government. And then the financial part of that government or the economic part of that government is the WEF. And they're both pushing those United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. And then little by little, the young people who don't know a lot, who, as we were talking about before, have not been reading about history, don't know about history, don't even know how many stars are on the flag. These are the ones that are implementing the technologies themselves and having to, you know, all of this frictionless shopping stuff, et cetera, et cetera. They're allowing these things into their lives, into their homes without at all doing an analysis on the risk or what they're giving up. And here it is now. We're, you know, the only thing keeping the world together right now are the older folks with traditional values. It's true.
That's true.
I mean, it's so true. And like, so Schumer, you know, Chuck Schumer and Manchin were the ones that were like making this bill for $45 billion, you know, and it's like, this doesn't make any sense at all because the only thing that they're going after
Schumer does, it's wrong.
It's just solely why would you need that many people? Oh, okay. We're just going to go after the middle class. And it's like, in reality, it's like, this doesn't make any sense at all doing this because it's just so messed up. I do want
to
give
a quick shout out to all the people that are donating. I'm seeing.
Oh yeah. We are getting a lot of donations.
It's incredible. So thank you so much, everybody who's donating. We really, really appreciate it. We can actually, you know, guys, we can use that money to buy some ammunition.
We're going to use that to put towards our 5 million rounds in reply to the IRS. But actually, I saw a really funny Babylon Bee article that Lindsay showed me. And it was the article is the FBI adds itself to FBI watch list.
That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, among all the like the alphabet soup is what, you know, they call it. And it's like the you know, the people that are actually doing it. I didn't even think of the IRS being one of them. You know, it's like, oh my gosh. Yeah, you're right. You know, it's like that. That's what it is. And then Elon made a post about Manchin. He just said, thank goodness for Manchin. And like, everyone's freaking out, but it's like, dude, I seriously think he's just being a massive troll. He's not being serious. There's like people on both sides that are, I think he's just kind of like trying to stir the pot on both sides by saying it. But seriously, he's being sarcastic.
Well, so what's interesting, with this, so on I think it's on Tuesday, I'm still finalizing the exact day she's coming on, but I'm going to have Anne Vandersteel come on my show, I think this coming Tuesday, because I was talking to her recently, and she was telling me about how she basically renounced her national level citizenship, like which was basically mm-hmm. her to the corporation of the United States. And so it's all legal. She went through a legal process. I think it's called, I think she's a state national.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she did it and she kind of walked through it. But basically now, like, she basically opted out of the federal system. And so she no longer has to pay taxes. And she's also petitioning to get all of her taxes that were taken from her returned to her. And it's like, I'm really looking forward to the interview because I'm seeing this more and more. I know Sean at SGT Report has done a handful of interviews of folks who've done this. I know Rob, one of your friends, has done this. But there's a movement of people that are just like renouncing their federal level citizenship. And I may not be phrasing it correctly. And they're mm-hmm. becoming what's called a state national. I think it's a state national is the term. And so they're no longer paying federal income tax or any of that because, you know, so anyway, I think that's going to be a really interesting interview.
Income tax is so ridiculous. It's like
it's theft. It's theft.
It really is. It's totally theft.
We get money stolen from us every year, basically. And it's like, so think about how hard it is to make money and then you just take it all. And it's you're getting double or triple taxed on stuff all the time, you know?
Going after the middle class is so stupid. It's like what, for just like, you know, maybe $10,000 per family or something like that. And it's just, or I'm barely like, you know, and I'm just saying for the whole year. And it's just like, what, small things here and there. Oh, you owe $1,000. You owe $1,000.
But I mean, it's not, it's calculated. You know that.
No, no, totally. Well, that's right. What I mean. I mean, obviously they're doing this on purpose, right? Because it's like, it doesn't make any sense. It's like the middle class is what drives the, you know, economy, really, well, in a lot of ways.
Yes, it is. But the way that they're looking at it, it's actually like,
it's calculated. I know
it is calculated, but it's also a rhetorical, like, we have to understand, you know, look, this might sound crazy, but if we want to change stuff, we have to become millionaires somehow. Because what, I'm not kidding. And like, I don't know how to do that. Right. Like there's gotta be a way, but the issue is that we don't know what a lot of people with money are doing, but what happens is they make it very impossible to create and generate a business and make mass millions. Mm-hmm. Because once you get up to a certain point, you have influence. So they either buy you out, or when they find out that they can't buy you out, there's a series of things that they can do to create something. They just mirror what you've done, and then they'll do it better because they have it endlessly funded by by millionaires with money. And then they'll take over the industry that you're disrupting. And this has happened multiple times. Like certain people that have built things, once the federal government or elites found out that they can utilize it, they have done this. You know, look at Facebook and MySpace, perfect example of that. Mm-hmm. So the thing is that right now the difference between the you know, it is the old folks that have that traditional value that's holding back the tide. But the biggest issue that we have going against us right now is that the people in the world that are controlling things have a lot of money, which means that through compartmentalization, they can actually hire endless amounts of people to work on whatever end that they desire. Because through, you know, the system of, exchange, hey, you do this for me, I give you this money, I'm just asking you to do this, this is the only part of your job you need to know, you can actually mobilize the masses to basically weaponize capitalism against us to bring in the socialist and globalist, mm-hmm. you know, one world order that they've been striving to bring in. The only, and like yeah. I said, the thing that's been holding it back has absolutely been, you know, America and its people, which serve as the international police for these things. But we have to understand that these industries are by and large controlled because of large amounts of money. And if you look at, I actually believe this, that if you look in the Patriot movement and all of the people in the Patriot movement that start criticizing other patriots for making money or for doing an honest job and getting money, I actually think a lot of that is a psychological operation, because what they don't want to see is conservative people that are really good doing really well with business to mobilize against everything that they're doing. So I honestly, I'm just planting the seed out there to you guys. Like, when you see people in chats on Rumble criticizing people for doing honest work and trying to make a living off of it or whatever it is, or like for us, we have a platform. We get all kinds of like wonky criticism for asking for a subscription for $9.99, but it's like, and then they go out and they work every day. Like they get money for their job, and it's like, well, that, you know, you don't have to pay us. We're just like this. It's just very strange. But I think that these things are huge psychological operations from us being able to actually have more of an impact on the world. And a lot of that is done with money. We should stop being afraid of that whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And absolutely. I mean, yeah. And speaking of money,
let's just all play the lottery.
Yeah, so like, so I mean, like, kind of again going off of this whole thing with the IRS, it's like, yeah, this guy won the lottery. He won like $1.228 billion, and he only got 433. Well, I mean, it's still a lot of money, but you know, he's like, here's $1 billion, but we're not even going to give you half of that. And literally the IRS got over $800 million. And
that
it's like,
doesn't make, how can they make more? Like, I can see 20, like them being like really seedy and taking 20 or 30%, yeah, or even 40%, but that's like 60 or 70%, isn't it?
That is more. Yeah, I don't even understand how this works, because that's what I thought.
Is that I know that I haven't read the article, but I know that there's a lot of stipulations that when you win the lottery, that if you take it in payments, that, yeah, you get a lot more of it. And if you want it in one lump sum, now again, it doesn't give them the right to tax it, but I'm guessing maybe that person said, look, I'll take it in one lump sum.
Yeah, that's what he did. So, and it was like taxed on top of taxed. So it looked like it was like 37%. And then it's like, oh, we got to tax another 25 for something else.
So guys, let's discuss Carrie Lake, and then we can dive into the dig deep. How does that sound?
That sounds
good. Yeah, I mean, or we could just jump into dig deep right now. It's up to you guys. Did you want to briefly?
No, we should talk about Carrie
quickly,
Lake. Really,
you know, Carrie Lake. It's just, you know, it's just an encouraging win. Obviously, this is just the primary, right? That she's, you know, secured, and so she still has to beat Katie Hobbs in the, you know, actual main election. But anyway, it's encouraging, because she's one of the few people that's openly out there talking about election fraud and all this stuff. And so, you know, look, if there is going to be any hope for 2024, these key moves, these key positions, will set that up. I mean, if we even get to a 2024 election,
when is it like in the fall that the election takes place for the governor? Or is that?
I believe so.
Okay. Because, yeah, like, cause I think
it depends on the state. As far as I understand, you remember Glenn Youngkin, you know, he won, what was it, last year in Virginia. So I think that it depends on the state. But I know that in Ohio, for instance, the main runoff is, I think it's in November this year. So
I'm curious about that.
We need, this is like, as exciting as this is with Carrie Lake, I'm really, really concerned that they've been taking data of everything going on, and that they're going to come out in even more force during the actual election over there. And then somehow she's not going to win. Like, if she doesn't, like, that's another thing. Like, if Carrie, like, this is the biggest turnout ever, like people voting for her, and it was still really contentious.
Like the chin of the hair.
Right.
My concern is that they're gonna pull something before the midterms, whether it's monkeypox, and even though monkeypox is such a small, you know, kind of,
yeah, but
right
enough
now,
of us aren't gay to be able to do that, I don't think.
Well, but like, my worry though is they're building the narrative now, and what's gonna happen? Maybe they're gonna release some sort of flesh eating disease. Like,
well, you know,
they're like the deep state, they're like a rattlesnake backed into a corner. And
true.
I'm just worried that,
but
you know,
COVID was a disaster for them, because they actually thought that was going to kill a lot of people, and it hardly did anything.
But it's still
not only that, they thought everyone would get the vaccine, yeah, too. And
no, but they didn't. Okay, right. But they thought that by doing so, what they did is they shut everything down to see if they could get away with it, which they did. But now people, I don't think they're going to be as easily able to just shut everything down. And there's a lot of media that's all over that right now. So, you know, I don't think, sure, they'll be able to do it again. It'd be very surprised. I think they're going to try, but they're going to be restrained again by the people of the world that are like not having it this time. It's just too hard to do.
Or, I mean, that's why I'm concerned with what's happening with China and Russia, what's happening over in Taiwan. You know, there's a lot of stuff that they're brewing because, you know, I mean, look, they are like the person that will cheat and lie and steal to do whatever they can accomplish. Now, the one thing is that there's limits. Like, they can't just act as evil as they want because ultimately there, you know, there is the divine and there's God that I think, like, they can't just do whatever they want. But, you know, like, what's to say? Like, who knows? Maybe they'll release some sort of, I think China has a weaponized hemorrhagic fever. You know, that maybe that's like that gets released or some sort of other flesh eating disease or some sort of war. I mean, anyway, I'm not hoping these things will happen. And I think there's a good chance that they won't happen, but it wouldn't surprise me if before we get to the midterms, it's like they'll do something like that.
Because what other defense do they have? They need people to mail in ballots.
They know they're going to lose. They know that people are waking up. Like during 2020, like how many Americans were watching CNN to understand Trump and the election between Trump and Biden? They don't have that control anymore. Now people are turning to Newsmax or Edge of Wonder to figure out what's going on.
Man in America.
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into this. Let's get into Dig Deep. So you guys that are over here, we're going to be heading over, I believe, to Rise TV now. Is that right? Is that what we're doing?
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to be heading over to Rise TV now. We're going to be doing a Dig Deep Q&A, which is awesome. We're going to be answering all kinds of like super deep kind of spiritual questions. A lot of awesome stuff gets asked over there from our fans over here on Rise.TV. With Weirder News, we're going to be getting into aliens and things falling from the sky that you won't believe. Banana pronouns, which, you know, I wouldn't put anything past those lefties.
That's
now.
Great, actually. The banana pronouns. And, you guys are going to love
so
that.
Much more. And we might even show an ancient video of Seth and myself from about 10 years ago.
And string found on Mars. We're going to get into that, too.
What? All right.
String cheese or string? Yeah.
Well, stay tuned and listen. If you guys can support our work, we would appreciate it so much. It's just $9.99 a month at rise.tv. And we give you so much content. Like our Edge of Wonder library is like 400 videos of like the most insane research you've ever seen. Man in America is over there doing stuff now exclusively for our Rise TV audience. And it's just a great place to hang out in the post-apocalyptic world. I mean, you're not cool if you're not there. That's just what it is. So anyway, you guys, thanks for being with us and stay with us over at Rise.
A vast secret history. A lost ancient civilization. An empire they tried to erase. Tartaria's hidden past is just as fictional as Atlantis. Or is it? Humanoid giants, magical creatures that shouldn't exist, dogmen, centaurs, magicians, and evil spirits. Why did the Soviet communists remove all traces of Tartaria from their books? Why was it so important to wipe Tartaria off the face of the earth? Take a glimpse into the truth of the past. You were never supposed to know.
So, did Genghis Khan's ancestors and the Tartarians really discover America? Was Tartaria a global civilization?
Forgotten maps. The journals of Marco Polo. Ancient structures. Evidence of advanced technology. Edge of Wonder brings you Tartaria.
Yeah, what up? Did you hear about the side effects of the vaccine? Hello? Hello?
Don't trigger the sensors, bro.
Oh. Great.
Yeah.
Yo, so did you hear about the side effects of the Plaxine? The injuries in the VAERS reporting system are, like, off the charts.
What? Yo, that's nuts. I'm calling Cindy. Yo, Cindy, you hear about the Plaxine? Hello? Hello? Didn't you hear? Can't say Plaxine over the phone anymore. Hello? Did you hear about the side effects of the Plaxine? What's a Plaxine?
This special has been brought to you in part by Vita Vapor Freedom Champers. Afraid of the virus? Don't want to wear a mask anymore? Welcome to Vita Vapor Freedom Chambers. Spend your time in a sprawling existential void filled with a perpetual fog of disinfectant infused with the nutrients you need to stop eating so that you can consume state-sponsored content within a perfect merger of safety, security, and freedom.
Hello, Jim.
Hello, John.
How do you feel, Jim?
Don't know yet, John. I haven't turned on the telly.
This just in. You are angry.
We are angry.
Now, I'm only going to warn you once about this, but if we're not careful about the Karen phenomenon, they could evolve. They could evolve into a time-traveling group of people seeking to politically correct this entire timeline.
Everything's racist, can't get around it. Math is racist, toddlers too. When you look another man in the eyes, automatically racist.
Breaking news, you have suddenly become elated. Our houses are on fire.
Our top story tonight, you are racist.
I have an existential question.